It's just before 8 a.m. on Tuesday in Norwich city centre, and four shapes wrapped in blankets are lying in the doorway of Debenhams. Those waiting for buses on Red Lion Street and walking past on the way to work don't look at them, but it's an increasingly common scene across English cities. The number of rough sleepers is on the rise, and Norwich is no exception. At City Homeless Charity St Martin's Housing Trust, which has enough accommodation for 30 a night, they are seeing more people than since the mid-1990s. They expect to help 200 homeless people this year, up from 160 in 2015. General Manager Derek Player said there were a range of reasons for the rise, including soaring rents for social and private housing, the bedroom tax, which meant demand for single-bedroom accommodation had risen, and service cuts. Adult Social Services has had the biggest budget cuts of any Norfolk County Council department. Mental health service cuts have also impacted on the numbers sleeping rough, said Mr. Player. It is harder to get them access to the Mental Health Trust, he said. The charity's temporary accommodation is full every night, and it is building another three rooms to cope with demand. It will mean an extra 1,095 nights for people who would otherwise have been on the streets, said Mr. Player. Meanwhile, the number of people coming to St. Martin's Housing and the Big Issue office in Norwich suggests homelessness is rising. Jim Graver, distribution manager for the Big Issue in East Anglia, said he has also noticed is in the homeless people in the city in the last 6 months. He said all the spots where vendors sell the magazine in Norwich were full most days. And he blamed government cuts from previous years for the jump. The cuts are really coming to fruition now, he says. There's been a big increase. At a soup kitchen on Haymarket on a Wednesday night, there are more than 30 people queuing for food. Two groups who run soup kitchens in the city have expanded in the last few years, suggesting there is a growing demand for them. The Norwich Soup Movement and the People's Picnic have set up soup kitchens, and the Salvation Army runs one every night of the year. It is unclear how many using soup kitchens are rough sleepers. But getting off the street isn't easy either. One 30-year-old man who does not wish to be named has been sleeping on St. Stephen's Street for the past 6 months. He said he found sleeping rough scary at first, but has now got used to it. The man said he had been to the city council for accommodation but couldn't get somewhere with his dog, which he has had for 9 years and doesn't want to lose. He has been homeless since his mother, who he was living with on the Larkman estate, moved into a care home. He has never had a job and was a full-time carer for his mum, who has osteoarthritis. He said he had been to St. Martin's Housing to find a room, but they were full. He hopes to get somewhere by the winter, but if not, he is philosophical about his first winter on the streets. People sleeping rough in Norwich can get emergency accommodation, but only when weather drops below 0 degrees or lower on three consecutive nights. There is a waiting list at St Martin's Housing Trust for people seeking accommodation, which is based on how vulnerable the person is. Once given a room, the charity hopes to find them a place to move into within 6 to 12 weeks of arriving. We would love to be able to work ourselves out of a job, said Mr. Player, but there are always new people coming along. He said they were seeing more people aged under 24 who have come out of the care system and have nowhere to go. The most vulnerable don't make it through after they've left the charity and come back again when they can't keep up with rent. But there are plenty of success stories too.